Back Pocket presents Golden Nuggets. There are golden nuggets in every podcast we do. Here are our three golden nuggets. Enjoy.
We got some feedback from a marketing expert from St. Thomas. She was lovely and has helped us thoroughly. And her first question was, what is a marketing intern? And so we sat there and we were like, what do you mean you don't know what a marketing intern is?
Like, she had listened to three episodes. She knew what the Back Pocket was all about. She heard marketing intern time and time again, and she still didn't know what it was.
And we were like, this is our fault. We have done a poor job of describing what a marketing intern is. And so we were like, okay, what do you think a marketing intern is? And she said, oh, it's like you guys making fun of like how there's always these marketing interns, like internships all over the country, and like you people can just get marketing internships, and there's marketing interns, blah, blah, blah. Like, very core to the marketing intern. And that's just not the case. So we gotta clear the air. We gotta get all the marketing interns on the same page here. Andrew, help us out, man.
A marketing intern is a listener. That simple. Every listener of the Back Pocket, you are officially a marketing intern. We need to grow and develop in this area. We need our marketing interns to know their value.
And know who they are.
And know who they are. Like, oh, we screwed up. But I love that we recognize it now. Because if we didn't, we would have been continually digging ourselves deeper into this dark hole of what's a marketing intern. And it's our listeners. So when you're a marketing intern, what does that entail, Decky?
It just means simply you love our podcast. You listen to us. You see our stuff on Instagram. However you are engaging, thank you. And because of that, you go and tell your friends. You go and tell your mom. You go and tell your dad. You go and tell your brother's friend. I don't know. You find all these different people and you tell them about the podcast. You're marketing our podcast via word of mouth and your word, which is the most powerful way to grow our brand. Brick by brick, person by person, marketing intern via marketing intern. That is how we grow.
Yam House has groupies. All bands have groupies. We have marketing interns. Know that lingo. If you're a part of this podcast and you don't know what a marketing intern is, it might be on your shoulders at this point because we just laid it out for you perfectly.
And we're going to continue to lay it out for you. We're going to hammer home what a marketing intern is probably from now until we go extinct as a human race.
Until our name no longer exists.
Yeah.
Because we live as long as that.
Exactly. Until we start speaking a different language or we have to leave Earth, and then we're going to be like the marketing interns of Mars or something.
Then it's gone forever.
NPR owns so much of podcasting, mm-hmm. and they're great and they do stuff. But when I listen to those podcasts, I still feel a disconnect because it's just so professionally done.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got all these Joe Schmoes, these average guys, just throwing their content out there, and it's relatable because it's not as professionally produced, and it's just relatable content for the most part.
Well, if you boil it down, you guys are essentially, you're thinking in a one-to-one standpoint rather than a one-to-a-million standpoint. You're not trying to win over 100. I mean, ideally, it'd be really cool if you won over 100,000 people in one night, but you guys are looking for, if you can connect one story to one listener at a time, it's bricks by bricks. And that's the way I looked at building my business is, I want to build this giant global brand, but to build that, you have to do, you know, 3 to 4 significant things in a day. And I like to think of them as bricks, because when you lay 3 to 4 bricks a day, you have a mansion in 10 years. You know, you have an empire in 20 years. You have a whole city in 30 years, you know, and it's the long game. It's the process. And, you know, you might have people using cheaper bricks. They're just trying to get shortcuts, but their mansion doesn't last. It gets blown down. And so when you take that long game and you build those bricks strong and sturdy, you build your foundation really strong, you can scale it to the top. Or at least that's where I'm going for. Dude, I don't know.
That's an incredible metaphor, man. That's absolutely it. And you're pumping those bricks with creativity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I listen to you. Shout out Stationary Astronaut. But I listen
shout
to
out Nick.
Shout out Nick. Dude, that man's just a hustler. I love Nick.
Yeah.
And that podcast.
One second. If you guys don't know who Nick Zepp is, you need to get, you know, following him or at least get connected with him, because the one thing that he provides a ton of value is connecting. So that's how I got connected to this podcast and all these different opportunities, the Gary Vee event. So You guys definitely need to get connected with him.
Mm-hmm. At Stationary Astronaut.
Yeah, at Stationary Astronaut.
Absolutely, dude. And so you're pumping creativity with these bricks. And I'm listening to that podcast, and you're talking about how you're giving your team stability, right? You got them on salary now. Mm-hmm. They got the comfortability of like, all right, money's coming in. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, all right, how am I going to make sure their motivation is always moving forward? Mm-hmm. So you buy these creative, whatever it is, if it's a hoverboard or if it's that neon sign in the back.
Dude, I love that you just said that, because that neon sign is so unnecessarily necessary.
That's it, too.
Dude, and my vision for that is because, you know, we started getting a lot of traction. We got a little bit of cash flow, and I was like, okay, I need to get the guys excited, because you can only create content for so long before your creativity falls out, and then you're just trying to push content, which is, you can't do that, especially when you're doing it for other clients, not just yourself. And so I wanted it so every day that they walked in there, you know, that thing's bright blue, it just turned on, and it's just like, it starts to paint the picture a little bit more. And so that's what I like to do is, you know, we have these meetings every Monday at 8 a.m. and we just hop on the phone and just talk about the things we need to get through the day. And I just try to liven them up a little bit. Like, guys, we got this, you know, here's what we got coming, you know, just keeping them in the pipeline and being a lot more transparent.
I love that, man. And it sounds like you're crushing it. So
sounds like it. Shout out to I mean, that's the thing too. Like, I want people to like really think that like I'm crushing it, which in terms I am, but I'm also really struggling too, dude, you know, managing people and managing a team and finding that balance between being a friend and being a homie versus like running a business and being a boss. And not just saying like being that boss, you have to be a dick, but you also have to be smart about how much time you have invested into this. Mm-hmm. And for the other people that are relying on me that, you know, are getting that paycheck and are seeing the vision just as clearly. And so, I mean, yeah, we're gaining a lot of attention, we're gaining a lot of traction, but we're also getting into a lot of growing pains. And so it's really interesting to see the spot that I'm at and be self-aware of that, because one day I'll be so stressed out and the other day I'm like, dude, this is it, we're blowing up. And it's like a video of like a homecoming parade, and you know what I mean? Like,
it's bid day at the
Minnesota. Dude, but it's like, I always have that where it's just like, we do a video, I'm just like, dude, this is it. Like, this is the one that's going to get us noticed. But when you think back again, it's those bricks. Like, it's just another brick, If I'm going to be spending time on social media, like, I want to be able to see things, you know what I mean?
And not only that, but also following people that aren't just in Minnesota, just to see what everyone else is doing. So like, I follow a bunch of people that are in like LA and New York, and just kind of seeing the entirely different vibe that's going on in the podcast world in California versus it here. Mm-hmm. Like, their mindset over there is just like, it's already big. Mm-hmm. So like, now we're running a podcast like it's a Hollywood thing. Mm-hmm. And here it's like, oh, hey, we're a podcast, you know, like, this is what we do.
Yeah.
Totally different.
Have you heard of one before?
We'll show you how to subscribe.
But yeah, no, and I do the same thing, but I also take everything with a grain of salt. Mm-hmm. And so I know that I'm someone that's heavily influenced by things that I like. I'm one of those people that, like, I'll go and buy a shirt at a store and I'll change into it and walk out of it, because, like, I get super obsessive over things. And so I always try to reevaluate myself at the end of the day and saying, like, how heavily influenced am I being by something that I saw that day? Am I taking too much at once, or am I taking with a grain of salt and it's like something that's going to benefit my future? You know what I mean?
That's awesome. And kind of pivoting again back towards your family. And I'm just motivated by roots a lot. Mm-hmm. I always love like how people are brought, how people are raised, and like their background. And so your dad's from Paraguay. He was an immigrant coming in, first one of his last name to arrive in the United States.
Mm-hmm. His family.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
What was some of those things when you're growing up that you kind of took away from your dad that you're now implementing in maybe your business, or you're trying to carry yourself like in a day-to-day routine?
Nobody owes you anything. I think that's just something that just goes so long. And just to respect everyone. And I actually, as I get older and I have a little bit of like a track record of just like some significant things that happened in my life, to be able to respect people like the way you should respect a janitor versus like Beyonce, to have that kind of mentality. And that's something that I need to work on. I'm not 100% great at that. But like, when you're talking about, me and Nick went to go look at this building that's getting built out, and we're talking about doing a build out, you know, doing investment, you know, big money. And I'm rocking like a black long sleeve, black skinny ripped jeans, some Adidas NMD, and like some like hat just like pulled down. And everyone else is in like suits and stuff. And, you know, like, it's not like I don't have the investment money to be able to do so. And they're just like not taking me seriously. And so I just get drawn away from that. And so that's something my dad taught me, is just like always respect people. And again, you know, when you hear these stories of them like going and like going off into the army, his brother went in on the army, his other brother was selling bottles on the street and recycling them for money to like bring home like a couple fruit from the market to bring back for dinner. Like, again, like I just, you hear that and like, I can't just be like chilling in my room playing video games. Like, they didn't even have like a door, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. like the fact that I have a TV, I try to self, you know, be self-aware. And it's like, I'm very, very grateful, you know,
perspective.
Yeah. A lot of times when I'm super stressed, I'll just throw on my Instagram story, like just an aesthetic office picture and be like stressed, but blessed.
Yeah.
But yeah, my family's given me a heavily influence. My mom, she grew up here in the area, Dayton, Minnesota, went to Elk River High School. She went to corporate for like 15 years, hated her job, hated her boss, and then ended up getting laid off the day or the week before me and my brother were going into freshman year college. And so, you know, and my dad's in real estate. And so, you know, that's not steady guaranteed income. And then you have, you know, someone who's in corporate lose their job. So then that comes back to when she was running those Facebook pages. And she only ran one Facebook page, and she was doing more website development and graphic design. She actually designed my logo that we have today.
Nice.
But yeah, so I've seen, you know, immigrant side, come from nothing. I've seen, you know, like just normal average suburban lifestyle upbringing from my mom working corporate. And I just, again, took it with a grain of salt, immigrant and corporate, and just like, there was points where I thought there were significant pieces where I was starting to get a lot of money in the business and starting to see like, hey, this is working, and I almost want to drop out. My dad's like, yeah, drop out. Like, that shit's not worth anything. Like, we're paying so much money and you're clearly doing something without your degree. My mom's like, well, it's a safety net. Like, maybe you should just finish it out. You're already 2 years in. And so, I mean, I'm glad I stuck it out because of the network. But again, like, I've had such a, you can't ask for anything, like an immigrant upbringing and like just like traditional corporate. Like, it's, I'm just so blessed to have that opportunity growing up.
Phenomenal. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Golden Nuggets. If you want to watch this version of Golden Nuggets, go onto YouTube and search the Back Pocket Podcast. You'll go under that channel and you'll be able to find everything you need. If you want to read the Golden Nuggets, go to yourbackpockets.com. That's with an S, yourbackpockets.com. And go under the tab blog, because that's where you'll be able to read it. If you want to interact with us, go on to social media, The Back Pocket Podcast on Instagram, or on Twitter, _The Back Pocket. You know the drill. Interact with us. We love your interaction. Take care.